Today, Shir Masechta Sukkah Daf Chaf Gimel. We will begin Bezer Hashem Yisbaruch on Daf Chaf Bez Amid Bez at the bottom of the Amid on the Mishnah. At the Mishnah says the Mishnah Oisa Sukkosoi Barosh Hagola. If somebody builds a sukkah on top of a wagon, a Barosh Hasfina on the top of a boat, Hareik Sheira. The sukkah violent Hareik. The sukkah is kosher. Ve'aloyelai B'yontif, and one may enter the boat on Yontif. Or the wagon on Yontif. And of course, as Rashi explains, that even though the sukkah is on a wagon that is moving and it's not firm, and the sukkah is on top of a boat and which is in the water, which the wind is exposed to the wind, since as we've learned, the sukkah has to be a dira sarai, so the fact that it's in these types of areas it doesn't prevent us from being a kosher sukkah. The Mishnah did not actually have to tell us the oil and biyontif, because why should it not be mutter to go onto these types of sukkahs and yontif? So Rashi explains that since, as we're going to learn in the second part of the Mishnah, where there are sukkahs that one may not enter on yontif, so in order to be consistent, the Mishnah, the first part of the Mishnah tells us that these sukkahs, one may enter in Yontif. But the Teres Yisrael has a different shot. He says that the Beis Yosef in Simon Shin Lamites paskins that one may not enter a boat on Shabbos, even if it's parked at the port, because people may think that you're allowed to start the boat to travel on Shabbos. And that's why the Chiddush is that if you need to go on to the boat, because if the sukkah is on the boat, so it's Lutzarech Mitzvah, one may enter the sukkah even though it's on a boat. Barosha Elon, if somebody makes his sukkah on top of a tree, Oyal Gabi Gamo, or he puts a sukkah on top of a camel, Ksheira, the halacha is you could use that type of sukkah. We're going to discuss the Mitzvah Shem and the Gemara exactly under what circumstances. However, you may not enter such a sukkah on Yontif, because Chazal said that one may not, the Gemara Masech Tebeya, the Flam Vav, one may not enter, not might not climb a tree on Shabbos Yontif, because Chazal will concerned that you may come and detach a branch of the tree, and Chazal said that you may not ride on an animal on Yontif because they were concerned that you may cut off a branch from a tree to hit the animal to get it to move. So since these halachas imply all types of trees, all types of animals, therefore the halacha is one may not go into such a sukkah on Shabbos Yontif of Sukkot, and the only time such a sukkah would be kosher on Shabbos Yontif would be on Chol Hamoed Sukkot, but on the Yontif itself, it would not be mutter. The Prima Gadim says that if one goes on the sukkah on a boat, even when the boat is moving, the sukkah is kosher. However, a sukkah on a wagon, the Magen Avraham says, one can't be yotze only when it's standing, not when it's moving. The Sefer Bekura Yaakov disagrees, and he says that a sukkah, even when it's moving, is also a kosher sukkah, and so too is the Psak of the Mishnah Berurah, who agrees with Bekura Yaakov. The Mikroi Kodesh says that if you have a sukkah on top of wheels, and your sukkah can therefore be easily transported, the halacha is that such a sukkah is mutter, because there's no problem that the walls of the sukkah should be on wheels. Similarly, the Mekroi Kodesh says that if you have a sukkah on top of a truck, the halacha is that it's mutter. And certainly I saw the Paiskim say that since it's very common that people have nowadays these types of cars, trucks that people have homes on, so certainly the sukkah should be no different. Any sukkah like that should be no different. The Mefarshim asks, the Archoner asks, why is the halacha that such a sukkah b'di'evet is kosher? Isn't there a rule, he asks, that kol davar, that the Chazal said that something should not be done, y'ovid loy mahani. So why is it over here mahani? If Chazal said you shouldn't have such a sukkah, so ask the Aruch Haner, the halacha ought to be that y'ovid loy mahani. So some say that rule, a kol milstam rechmana loy savid, y'ovid loy mahani, was only said by Isuri deraisa. Here, the isser to go into a sukkah made out of with tree or animal is only with rabbanim. But there are opinions that say that even if it's a isser rabbanim, there's a rule called misadom rachman alay savadi of alay mahani. So some explain that the Tveres Bechurim explains that when based on a marit, the when was such a rule said, only in the case that if you were not mekayim the mitzvah, so then you have retroactively not done an aveira. The person who went into the sukkah by climbing by the tree or the animal, once he went into that sukkah, that isser cannot be reversed. Since that isser cannot be reversed, there's no point in saying kamisal na'am rechman alay savri avalay mahani. Dara Yosher says in the name of the Taz a different pshat. He says there's two types of situations where you violated an isser. Sometimes the isser is an inherent isser, and sometimes the isser is not inherently, it's only because of the time and place. As we just described, the problem with sukkah with a tree, with an animal, is because of Shabbos Yontif. During Chol HaMoed, we said there is no problem with such a sukkah. And since there is no problem with such a sukkah, then we don't say the halacha of Yovid Loi Mahani. It's not inherent isser. And that's why I saw the Mefarshim also ask, how could we have said that b'di'evid, if somebody sat in a sukkah on Shabbos Yontif, made out of a tree, out of an animal, it's b'di'evid okay? Isn't there a rule of mitzvah haba b'aveira? And again, they say that the only time we say mitzvah baba avera is when it's inherent in the object. For example, a sukkah gezula, matzah gezula. So there, it's inherent in the actual sukkah, inherent in the actual matzah. But when it's an outside isser, like we're describing in our case, it's Shabbos, it's Yontif, there we don't say mitzvah baba avera. So the Mishnah goes in to discuss a sukkah that is made by Rosh Ha'ilam. And says the Mishnah, Shtayim bi'ilon vachs be'odem, if two of the walls of the sukkah are made out of the tree and one is man-made, oy shtayim be'odem vachs be'ilon, or two of the walls are man-made and one is in the tree, k'shera, that sukkah is kosher, however, ein lo'in lo b'yontif, one should not enter the sukkah on yontif, or on Shabbos, as we just explained, because you're not allowed to be mishtamish be'ilon on Shabbos and Yontif, shlolish be'adam, but if you have a sukkah that has three walls that are man-made, and achas be'ilon, and one is made out of the tree, k'shera, one may enter such a sukkah yontif. Since the sukkah is 100% a kosher sukkah, three walls, without the tree, that's why the sukkah doesn't depend on the trees. Since the sukkah doesn't depend on the trees, the halach is that it's a kosher sukkah. However, points out the Miri, that even though since you have three man-made walls, the sukkah is a kosher sukkah, still says the Miri, one should be careful when he enters the sukkah, not to enter the sukkah through the tree. Because, as we just said, on Shabbos Yontif, one may not climb up a tree. Concludes the Mishnah. Zeklal, kol shi'inot al-ilon. If you have a situation where if the tree were removed, v'yochel amed b'fnei atzmai, the sukkah would still be a valid sukkah with the other walls, k'shera, then the sukkah is a kosher sukkah of oil and law, and one can enter that sukkah b'yontif, and as we said, the same din would be on Shabbos as well, as long as your sukkah is a valid sukkah without the tree. Ask the Gemara, mani masnisen. So our Mishnah began by saying that a sukkah on top of a boat is a kosher sukkah.
Ask the Gemara, whose opinion is that? Says the Gemara, Rabbi Kiva, it represents the opinion of Rabbi Kiva. The Tanya also sukkos b'rosh hasvina. If somebody makes a sukkah on top of a boat, Rabbi Gamliel paisel, Rabbi Kiva machshim. And says the Gemara, Mas Gamliel Rabbi Kiva shebayim b'svina. Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Kiva were traveling on a boat. Amar Rabbi Kiva also sukkah b'rosh hasvina. So Rabbi Kiva got up and made a sukkah on top of the boat. L'machop. The next day, Najva Ruach V'Akrasa. The wind came and blew away the sukkah. Amloi Rabbi Gamliel, so Gamliel commented to Rabbi Kiva, Hechen Sukkosai. Where's your sukkah? You see, you made your sukkah in a bad, in a way that it's not good for a sukkah. So the Shaal Shuvas Chacham Tzvi, based on this Gemara, says that our Gemara is not like the opinion of the Mordechai. He says that we discussed this question in a previous year. If you have a sukkah, which is only a place where you could eat and not a place where you could sleep, says the Mordechai, it's possible. He says, in the sukkah of our Gemara, presumably, since it was on the top of the boat, it clearly was a type of a sukkah that one could only maybe eat in and not sleep in. And still, Rabbi Kiva said that it's a good sukkah. So we see that even though the sukkah can't be used for both eating and sleeping, it's only usable for eating, it's still a kosher sukkah. The Aruch HaShulchan disagrees. Because the Aruch HaShulchan says that the Gemara is not necessarily a raya against the Mordechai. Because the Aruch HaShulchan says that maybe you could sleep there, maybe not as comfortably as you sleep at home in your bed. But the sukkah isn't meant, as we've said many times in our shurim, to be as comfortable as at home in your bed. And therefore, maybe it was a place where you could sleep. Another pshat that they want to say why the Chacham Tzvi's raya is not a raya. Because even though the sukkah was on top of the boat, where presumably it was quite windy, still, they say maybe the walls around the sukkah were sturdy enough to protect anybody who was sleeping inside the sukkah. The Shaal Shuvas Helech L'Hashayma tries to understand, was Rabbi Gamliel trying to offend Rabbi Kiva by saying, Hechen Sukkoscha, where's your sukkah? What he was really trying to say was that the sukkah has to be a sukkah which is good for all 7 days. And this sukkah obviously wasn't sturdy enough for all 7 days. And since it wasn't sturdy enough for all 7 days, Hechen, how could have you relied on such a sukkah? So what was Pshat in Rabbi Kiva? So he said, Rabbi Kiva obviously was a strong proponent that a sukkah just needs to be a diras arai. And therefore, even though it's on top of the boat, it still qualifies as a diras arai. And even though it's extremely flimsy. Said Rabbi Gamliel to Rabbi Kiva, yes, we're not supposed to give so much attention to Olam Hazeh, and we can have a flimsy sukkah, but it still has to be some type of sturdiness. And this sukkah lacked that, and therefore, how could you consider this a good sukkah? Says the Gemara in trying to give us the halacha of what is or isn't a good sukkah. Amar Abaye, the kula mahecha de eni yichayil lamed baruch matzir de yibasha. If you put your sukkah in a place where normal wind on dry land would not, your sukkah could not withstand, loy klumhu. It's certainly not a valid sukkah. And the Pashup Shad is, because even though the sukkah, as we just said, has to be a diras arai, this is not even in the category of a diras arai. Another pshat that I saw, going back to something we also just discussed, is that the sukkah has to be able to stand for 7 days. This is not able to stand for the 7 days. And another pshat that the Brisker Rav says is, as we've learned at the beginning of the Masechta, one of the requirements of a sukkah is that it should be made out of mechitzas, out of walls. Walls that cannot withstand a ruach metsuya diyabosha are not considered mechitzas that would make it into a kosher sukkah. On the other hand, yoch lamed b'she'en metsuya diyabosha, if it's sturdy enough that even a strong wind would
it could withstand on dry land, strong wind. Kulei am pliga de kosher. Everybody will be, it's a kosher sukkah. And even Rabbi Gamliel will explain that way. And even I saw that the Achronim explained that not only will Rabbi Gamliel agree that this is a kosher sukkah, but he will agree that even if such a sukkah is on your boat, then the halacha is that the sukkah, if it's strong enough to withstand a strong wind from the yabasha, it's still a kosher sukkah. Tzfas Emes disagrees. Tzfas Emes says that even though it's a very sturdy sukkah, and it would be able to withstand a ruach she'ena metzuyadi by yabasha, that will only help you, says the Tzfas Emes, when the sukkah is on yabasha. But here the sukkah is not on the yabasha, so you can't say that Rabbi Gamliel will hold it's a good sukkah. Ki pligi. When do we have the machlokes? The choyl lam beruach the metzuyah the yabasha, it could withstand the ruach metzuyah the yabasha. Veni yuchal lam beruach metzuyah the yam, it can't withstand the regular wind that's on the yam. Gamliel sava sukkah there is kvab inan. The sukkah has to have some level of permanence. The kivin the any yuchal lam beruach metzuyah the yam, if it's not strong enough to be there, laf klumu, then the sukkah is not considered a valid sukkah. And Rabbi Kiva Sover, Sukkah Dira Sarai Binan. All we need that the Sukkah should be is a Dira Sarai. If it Kiva the Yochel Lamed Baruch Matsuya the Yabasha, and if it's strong enough to withstand it, then it meets the condition of a Dira Sarai. And once it meets that condition, it's okay. So I saw that the Mefarshim ask, why does Rabbi Kiva hold that if it's not able to withstand a ruach metzuyah of the yam, it's a kosher sukkah? The fact that it's able to withstand the ruach metzuyah of the yabasha, why would that help me when it's standing on the boat? When it's standing on the boat, it's not on the yabasha. So what's the difference that it could withstand the ruach metzuyah of the yabasha? We're talking about the yam. So he says that obviously the Mefarshim explain that it's referring, the Sfasema says this, that it's referring to a situation that it could withstand a regular wind on the yam. If it's so flimsy when it's on the boat that it could not stand the ruach metzuyah of the yam, says the Sfasema, so Rekiva would agree that it's possible. Another pshat that the Brisker Rav says, that the sukkah is not measured by being able to withstand or not withstand the yam, or the wind. It's measured if it's considered a valid mechitza or not. And the definition of a valid mechitza, explains the Brisker Rav, is if it's able to withstand the ruach metzuyah the yabasha. And once it meets that requirement, even though this sukkah happens to be on a svina, but it has proper mechitzas. And once it has proper mechitzas, it's a kosher sukkah. So we learned in the Mishnah, Ayel Gaba Gomel, if you put the sukkah on top of a camel, it's a kosher sukkah. Just as we learned, you may not enter such a sukkah on Shabbos or Yom Tov. Ask the Gemara, Masnisimani, whose opinion does our Mishnah represent? Says the Gemara Meir. He represents the opinion of Rameir, the Tanya, as the Braisa teaches us. Ha'oisu sukkosoi agaba behema, if you build your sukkah on top of an animal, Rameir machsher, Rameir holds that it's a kosher sukkah. For Yehuda Paisel, Rabbi Yehuda holds that it's possible. And again, why does it hold that it's possible? Because it's not a sukkah. The simplest pshat is that Rabbi Yehuda, as we had many times in this Masechta, holds that a sukkah has to be a diris kva. An animal, a sukkah that's on top of an animal, nobody can consider that a diris kva. That's one pshat that I saw. Another pshat that I saw, that the reason it's not considered a diris kva is that it's not royal shiva. And a sukkah has to be royal shiva. And if it's not royal shiva, Yehuda holds, it's not a kosher sukkah. Ask the Gemara, my tama, the Rabbi Yehuda, tama kroa chag, a sukkah tassel, chashiva shiomim, sukkah royal shiva sma sukkah, sukkah sh'en royal shiva. If it doesn't have that kind of permanence, the halacha is a lo shma sukkah, it's not considered a valid sukkah. Rameya, says the Gemara, why
is it considered a valid sukkah? If we just learned that the pasuk says that any sukkah you build, it has to be a sukkah that could stand for 7 days. It says the Gemara, "Da nami midiraisa mechsechezia." Midiraisa, it's valid for all 7 days because you can go. The issur to go on top of an animal is only midrabbanon. It's just rabbanon who the gazerba, and since it's only midrabbanon, that doesn't make it lose the status of being royal shiva. Continues the Gemara. Asr l'bahem edoifin l'sukkah. If you made your animal into the wall of a sukkah. Remeya poysel. Remeya holds that the sukkah is not kosher. Rabbi Yehuda machshir. And even though Remeya a moment ago explains the Ritva said that if you put a sukkah on top of an animal, it's a kosher sukkah. That's because you're only using the animal as the floor of the sukkah. But if you're using the animal as the wall of the sukkah, says the Ritva, Remeya holds that it's not a kosher sukkah. And Rabbi Yehuda holds it's kosher. Obviously, it's going to have to be constructed in a way that Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold it's possible because of the previous Gemara. Shekenai Remeya Omer, Remeya's opinion was, Kol Dovah Sheish Bei Ruach Chaim, anything that's alive, Einai Sinsoi L'Doifin L'Sukkah, you can't use a live animal as a wall for a sukkah. V'loi Lechi L'Mavi, it may not be used as a lechi for your mavi, as we've discussed many, many times. In the time of Chazal, the homes opened to Chatzeris, a number of homes opened to Chatzor, and then a number of neighboring Chatzeris opened up to a mavi. And in order to be able to carry from the mavi to the Chatzeris, and in the mavi itself, even though the mavi midaraisa is a full-fledged Rosh Hashanah because it has three walls, you had to make a shtufim of us, put some food, all the different chatzeres contribute some food to make a shtufim of us, so all the, to be able to carry from the chatzeres, which are more private rishus hayachids, to the mavi, which is a more public rishus hayachid, because the use of the chatzeres is limited to the people whose home open to the to individual chatzeres, whereas the use of the mavi is usable only to those who live in all of the to all the chatzeres. So, be able to carry from the chatzeres to the mavi, you have to have a shtufim of us. And then, in order to be able to carry in the mavi itself, you had to have a lechi or a kaira, a vertical beam or a cross beam at the entrance of the mavi. And the reason Chazal required that, because Chazal were concerned that one shouldn't come to carry from the Mavi, which we just described, or is a Rishus HaYochid Dereisa, to the Rishus HaRabim, which would be an Issa Dereisa. So the Gemara just teaches us that you may not use an animal as a Lechi or a Kaira, for like Pasan LeBaraz. When they used to be Oyla Regal on for the Yom Tovim, and of course, in those days, there were no cars, there were no trucks. So traveling from the various cities in Eretz Yisrael to Yerushalayim to be Oyla Regel was a long trip, an arduous trip. Moreover, they didn't have cars. They traveled with their animals. And the animals needed to drink water. And what they used to do is, they had boiros, they had water pits along the road, which have all of the requirements to be a Rishus HaYochid. And the area outside of that water pit is a Rishus HaRabim. So how can we get the water out from the water pit on Shabbos to give the animals the water to drink on Shabbos when they're standing in the Rishus HaYochid? To go build walls on Erev Shabbos around every such encampment would obviously be difficult. So Chazal said if you make Pasa Baros, that you make four corners around the area. Each corner is shaped like an L, a right angle, with each side being an amma, and each side being an amma. That's called Pasa Baros. And the halacha is that Pasa Baros may not be made out of an animal. Like Goyla Lekever, nor can you make a covering for the Aron of a mace from something that's a live animal. Rabbi Yossi Aglili Amar, Af Ein Kosher Lav Get Noshim, one may not write a get. If Chas V'Shalom, somebody's divorcing his wife, the halacha is you can't use
a animal to write the get on and present that entire animal to the wife who's being divorced. So Rabbi Yosef Glila Emra, Avayin Kaisen Lo Gitei Noshim. Ask the Gemara, my Tamid Rameya, why does Rameya hold that you can't use anything that's alive as a wall of a sukkah? Says the Gemara, Baya Emra, because we're concerned, Shema Thomas. We're concerned that the animal will die on Yontif, and if the animal will die on Yontif, now you don't have a kosher sukkah because you don't have a proper wall, and therefore we shouldn't use an animal for a sukkah. So I saw that the Mefarshim asked, maybe the animal's going to die, and you're sitting in the sukkah, and you're not going to realize that the sukkah, you're not going to realize that the animal expired, and you're sitting in a place which is not a kosher sukkah. So I saw that the Aruch HaNor answers that by an animal, while you're sitting in the sukkah, you're not concerned. We're only concerned when you're not sitting in the sukkah. Rav Zeir Amar, we're concerned, Shema Tivrach, maybe the animal is going to run away. And since the animal is going to run away, you won't have a kosher sukkah because the animal's not there. You lost the wall of the sukkah. And as we've explained many times, if you don't have the proper types of wall for your sukkah, the halacha is that the sukkah is not a kosher sukkah. There's an interesting question that the Shaar HaTzion in Siman Tov Resh Lamed Sif Katan Nun discusses. What's going to be the halacha if you used an animal for a wall of a sukkah? And Ramey just said that you're not supposed to because we're concerned Shema Tivracha may run away, Shema Thomas may die. And what happened? It didn't Baruch Hashem die. And it didn't Baruch Hashem run away. Ayu Yaitzeb the Evid, the mitzvah sukkah. And he quotes that the Gra, who says that once Chazal said that this is not a kosher sukkah, so the halach is that somebody who sits in such a sukkah, lo yotzi yidei chavasoi, he has not fulfilled the mitzvah. And you would have, so the first night of Yontif, you would have to eat again somewhere else. Ask the Gemara, says the Gemara, Bepil kosher, if you have the sukkah wall made out of an animal, out of an elephant, that's tied down, kula amal lepligi, everybody will agree, Rameyer will agree that this is a valid sukkah. Di nami mayis, because even if the animal should pass away, yesh b'nevelasa asara, it's a big animal. And since it's a big animal, even if it collapses, it's going to be there to be a proper sukkah. And we're not worried that it's going to run away, because the animal is tied down, and that prevents it from running away. Keep pligi. Says the Gemara, where do we have a machlokes? The pil she'ena kosher, where the animal, when the elephant is not tied down. L'mandam Hashem Thomas. So according to the mandam, the concern is it's going to die like hashinin, because even if it's going to die and just sit and just lay there, it's still going to be a proper sized wall. L'manda amar gzera shematirach. However, the manda amar that says it's going to run away, chashinon, if it's a live animal, it's not tied down, there we have to be concerned, and the question, and therefore the sukkah will not be a valid sukkah. Says the Gemara, Laman Damash Gzeirah Shema Thomas, according to the Manda Omer, that it said that the reason is that the sukkah is not a valid sukkah because the animal may die, and he wasn't concerned about the animal running away, but ask the Gemara, Neicha Shema Tivrach, why is he not concerned for that as well, that the animal may run away? Says the Gemara, you're right. The Manda Amar that's concerned for Shema Thomas is also concerned for Shema Tivrach. El Bapil Shaina Kosher, if the animal is not tied down, Kula Amaloi Pligi, that the sukkah is not a valid sukkah, because we need to be concerned that the animal may run away. Ki Pligi, when are we concerned? When do we have a machlokes? Behema kshura, when the animal's tied down. Lamanda amar gzeirah shema tamish. According to Manda amar, that the animal might die chashinin. It may fall to the floor, and we're worried that it won't have the proper height. Lamanda amar gzeirah shema tivrach loy chashinin. But ask the Gemara, just like we had the Gemara a moment ago agree that the Manda amar who says shema Thomas is also concerned for Shema Tivrach, why doesn't it go the other way? That the man da'amah that's worried about Shemet Tivrach is also should be concerned about Shemet Thomas. Ulaman da'amah Shem Gzeri Shemet Tivrach, the man da'amah that's worried that it's going to run away, why is he now worried Nechesh Shemet Tivrach, Shemet Thomas, that the animal is going to die, and therefore, even if it's tied down, he should agree that the sukkah is not a good sukkah? Answers the Gemara, my Misa lo shricha. He's now worried for Misa because Misa is uncommon and we don't have to be concerned that the animal is going to expire. Ask the Gemara, but how could you... So before you go further, there's a very interesting question that the Noida Behuda discuss. The Torah says, Leman tia Torah Hashem beficha, and from there we learn that any mitzvah can only be used And any mitzvah that's being used with an animal, the animal that can be used has to be an animal which is mutar b'picha, which is permissible to be eaten. And that's why the halacha is that we could only make tefillin out of out of the hide of kosher animals. So how can we make a sukkah out of the skin of an elephant? How can we make a sukkah out of an elephant? An elephant is not a kosher animal, and it's therefore not a minamutah b'picha. So some say that the din of minamutah b'picha is only said when the mitzvah requires that it be made out of a living thing. When the Torah says we need you to use a living thing, there the halacha requires that it be a kosher living animal. A sukkah certainly doesn't have to be made out of an animal. So even though we chose to make a sukkah out of something that's a non-kosher animal, it's not a violation of a mutar b'picha. Another pshat that the Shas Tshuvas Beis Sharm suggests that the halacha of a mutar b'picha is when the Torah says that it has to be something that you have to be able to eat, a shofar. The halach is, a shofar has to come from Behemoth Torah. A wall of a sukkah, that there's no requirements around the walls of the sukkah. Since there are no requirements around the walls of the sukkah, it can be made out of a non-kosher animal. Another pshat that I saw is very similar pshat that the Pesach Tshuva quotes. The shofar, the tefillin, are an integral part of the mitzvah. The walls of the sukkah, as we've been discussing many times in our shurim, are not integral parts of the mitzvah. And since they're not considered an integral part of the mitzvah, that's why the halacha is you can make it out of even an animal which is not a kosher animal. So there's a very interesting shaila. The shaila is, could somebody make a talus out of silk? Silk comes from a non-kosher worm. And it's not minamutah b'ficha. So could somebody make a talus out of such a worm? The Shas Tshuvas, Torah Lishma, Siman Dalet, says that l'chatchila, one should make a talus out of wool and not out of silk for this reason. However, the Rebbeinu Bechaya disagrees. And the Rebbeinu Bechaya says that's interesting. He agrees because he says it's interesting to find that we did not use any silk in the making of the Mishkan. The Torah speaks about all the various materials that were used to make the Mishkan, but we never use the silk. And that's why, because we're only supposed to use, even though it's not part of the mitzvah, the halacha is it has to be minamutah b'ficha. But I saw that there are others that explain as follows. When a shofar should not come from a non-kosher animal, as the Magen Avraham indeed paskins in Siman Tuf Kuf Pei Vav Sifkat and Gimel. Because the shofar is supposed to be a vehicle through which HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembers us and remembers us l'toyv for positive. So when we take a shofar, we want to use a shofar from a kosher animal and say, look and think of us in a positive way. We're careful to only eat kosher food all year long. But when we speak about an animal, when we speak about the walls of a sukkah, the purpose of the sukkah is not to serve as the zikaron. And therefore, a shofar, even though the Torah doesn't say explicitly it has to be from a kosher animal, it makes sense it should come from a kosher animal. Whereas a sukkah wall doesn't necessarily have to come, as our Gemara clearly teaches us. The walls don't have to, if you're using an animal, don't have to be a kosher animal. Ask the Gemara, now that we've discussed how we could use an animal as a sukkah, a big animal that's tied down, but ask the Gemara, there's still a problem. Vikar Ravacha de Beni Beni, you have the area under the legs of the animal, that empty space. Answers the Gemara, Davalei b'chutzvah dafna. It's referring to a situation where you filled up that empty space, and since you filled up that empty space, that will serve that you have a full wall. But ask the Gemara, Dilma Rava, maybe the sukkah will, maybe the animal will collapse, and you won't have the necessary height anymore. Answers the Gemara, the Masicha ba'ashim el. We're talking about a situation where the animal's tied to the top, and therefore, even if it wants to go down, those ropes prevent it from going down. Ask the Gemara, Ulamandam Gzeri Shema Thomas. So the mandam that said that the animal may die, and the animal, and we're concerned, according to Ramei, that the animal will die, Nami Amasicha ba'ashli Mileel, why should that be a concern? Even if it's going to expire, the animal won't collapse because it's tied to the top. Answers the Gemara. Zimnan the Maika Bibakas Bishloish Samach Schach. Sometimes it's going to be within three tefachim of the schach, and such a sukkah where the walls are within three tefachim of the schach, we've learned previously, the halacha is that it's a kosher sukkah because we could rely on lavud. But says the Gemara, kiven the ma'isa, since the animal will, when the animal dies, kofza, it shrinks somewhat, and now you won't have those three tefachim, the lavadate, and a person won't necessarily pay attention to that and not realize that his wall, which was kosher till now because of lavud, now you don't have the proper shear for lavud. So we've learned from Abaya that the reason Ramea holds an animal may not be used as a wall of a sukkah because he's concerned that the animal may expire. Rav Yehuda is not concerned, and therefore he says that such an animal can be used as walls of a sukkah. The Gemara asks a question that we have a Gemara Masech Degitin that says that Ramea is not concerned that something will die, and Rabbi Yehuda is the one who is concerned, just the opposite of our Gemara. Ask the Gemara, Mi Amar Abaye, Ramea Choshish L'misa. Does Abaye say that Ramea is the one that's concerned something will die? Rabbi Yehuda Loi Chayish, Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned. Ask the Gemara, we learned just the opposite. V'tanan, the Mishnah teaches us Masech Degitin. Bas Yisrael Shenus L'Kayin. There's a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kayin and doesn't have children. And the halacha is that a Bas Yisrael who's married to a Kayin is allowed to eat truma as long as her husband is alive. If she has children from that husband, she may continue eating truma even after he passes away. But if she doesn't have children, if she doesn't have any children, the halacha is, and the husband doesn't want that his wife, if he passes away while he's on a trip, and they didn't have any children, and his wife would then fall to Yibam Chalitza. So to prevent his wife from falling into such a situation, what he did was, and he writes a get, that it should be valid, it should become effective an hour before he died. It can't be effective after he died, because dead people can no longer divorce their wives. So the halacha is, says Ramea, that Eichelz b'truma, with she could continue eating truma b'cheska shukayim. We could assume that he's still alive and not be concerned that he passed away. V'minala, where we ask the question, if somebody gave a get to his wife and he said, "Raise a gitach shog achas kodem misasi," that it should be effective an hour before I die. Asur lechem b'truma miyad, because we have to be concerned that maybe he died and she may no longer to eat truma. Vamrabaya loikasha ha Rameya, the one that says that she may not eat truma, and we don't have to be concerned that he maybe died, is Rameya, and therefore even if the woman didn't get such a get, but how she's only if there's no children, she's only allowed to eat truma if she's a Bas Yisrael, only as long as her husband is alive, she could continue eating truma, and we need not be concerned that he passed away. The loy chayish lemaisa, Rameh is not chayish lemaisa. Ha, the braisa that says she has to stop eating truma, if the get says that it's going to be valid an hour before he died, and we have to be concerned every moment, maybe Rechman Salon, he passed away, it's Rabbi Yehuda, the chayish lemaisa. So what we have in this Gemara is just the opposite of what we had in our Gemara. In our Gemara, Abai said Rameh is chai shlemisa, and Rabbi Yehuda is not chai shlemisa. And in this Gemara, we find it just the opposite. And Abai brings a raya that this is a machlokes that we've already had between Rav Meir and Rabbi Yehuda previously. The Tanya, halakeich yayim mibein hakutim. Somebody bought wine from the kutim on Erev Shabbos. So the halacha is, the kutim, we know, as it's described in Sefer Melachim, Beis, Perek Yudzayim, when Sennacherib, Melech Ashur, sent the 10 Shvatim into Golus, and he did not want to leave Eretz Yisrael desolate, part of his strategy was that he used to bring people from different countries to different places. So he brought the kutim to the area, to the cities of Shamron, and had them live there. And then there were lions that were attacking that place, and they became Gerim. And then Machloikis, many places in Shas, how to look at the Kutim. Are they considered Geri Emes, or are they considered Geri Arayis? Are they considered full-fledged Jews, and we look at their conversion as a proper conversion, or do we not look at them that way, because they only became Gerim because they were scared of the lions? However, as the Gemara Masechta Chulin teaches us, even the Man Da'amah that says that they were full-fledged Gerim, that was only at the beginning. But afterwards, Chazal realized that they still were worshipping Avodah Zarah. And since they were worshipping Avodah Zarah, the halacha is that they're not considered religious Jews for sure. And therefore, their wine would be Stam Yainim. But here, you're allowed to buy wine from the Kutim. Either the Rishonim explain is before Chazal said that their wine is Asur, or, as many Rishonim suggest, the wine was made under a Heksher, was made under a kosher supervision, that only religious Jews were involved in the production of the wine. And now you're buying the wine from Kutim. So when you buy wine from Kutim, the assumption has to be that you didn't, that the Kutim did not take off Trumas and Maestras. And the way the Rishonim explain this Gemara, even if you'll say that the Kutim are careful to take off Trumas and Maestras, their definition of Lifnei Evil Aisita Michshol was a literal definition. They understood it to mean you're not allowed to put a stumbling block in front of a blind person. But to sell to a person not wine that didn't have Trumas and Maestras removed from it, that was something they didn't have, they weren't careful about. So here you bought the wine. It's Bein HaShmoshes Friday afternoon. The halacha is to do an hafrosha, to remove Trumas and Maestras at that time is prohibited because it's Mesakin. And the question is, what could you do to make that wine that you could be able to drink it? The Rishonim explained, we're speaking about a situation, Rashi explains, that we don't have any other wine available. So what can we do to make that wine that we could drink it? You bought the wine from the Kutim, it's Erev Shabbos, Bein HaShmoshes, and you want to be able to make Kiddush drink that wine. So he says, you say two, so you start off with 100 gallons, 100 lugim. You say two lugim are going to be truma. Because the halacha is that there is no shir medaraisa on truma. Medarabanan, it's a generous person gives a 40th, an average person takes a 50th, and a stingy person takes a 60th. So we're going to be speaking, says the Gemara, about an average person. He takes a 50th, which is 2 gallons of the 100 gallons. That, he says, is truma. Asara lugim, the next 10 will be maaserishin. And many Rishonim, of course, ask the question, you started with 100, and now you're down to 98. So you have to give maaserishin. What's maaserishin? 10%. What is 10% of 98? 9.8. Why does the Gemara say you give 10? So of course the simple teretz is that the Gemara is working with round numbers. So even though it's really 9.8, it means 10. The difficulty with that approach is that the Gemara says in Masechta Erevin, Daf Nun Amud Aleph, Hamarba b'Maisrof, if you give more Maisa than you're supposed to, Peirosa Mesukonim or Maisa Mesukolim, you have to give 10%, not more. And therefore, the Rishonim say, so why does the Gemara say 9.8? It should be, why does the Gemara say 10? It should be 9.8. So I saw that the Rishonim say a beautiful teretz. As we said a moment ago, midaraisa, how much truma do you have to take? Chita achas per teretz is a kri. You take off a small amount, it's enough. Chazal said, take off a 50th if you're an average person. But really, what should you do? What you really should do is midaraisa, what do you have to do is take off a drop. If you're only supposed to take off a drop, what are you with? 100 gallons. And if you are with 100 gallons, then the maiserishin is 10 gallons. So even though you took off 2 gallons, it can't be at the expense of the Levi who's supposed to get the maiserishin. Tisha is in the years that you give maisersheni, the first and the second, the fourth and the fifth years of the Shemitah cycle. The next 9, again, that exact number, is going to be maiserishin. Umechel, and according to Rashi's definition of Mechel, you could redeem it. Because unlike Maiseration, and unlike Truma certainly, which have to be given to the Kohen and to the Levi, the Halacha by Maiseresheni is that Maiseresheni is supposed to be taken to Yerushalayim to be consumed. But if somebody doesn't want to take it up to Yerushalayim, what they could do is they could just redeem it and eat and drink it, eat it wherever they are, and take the money up to Yerushalayim and use that money for food and drink. And therefore, here says the Gemara, that's what you should do. You should redeem that. You should redeem that Maaser Sheni, or at least have in mind that this is the money that you're going to use to redeem it. V'shoyse miyad, and drink it right away. That's Rashi's pshat. Tais v'shat mechel means that you immediately could drink it. Now, we have the scallon. In this, we have this barrel of wine. And in this barrel of wine, there is now Truma, Maiserishin, maybe Maiserisheni according to Tosfos. So how do I drink from that barrel on Shabbos? Why is it not concern? Why is there no concern that I'm drinking Truma, Maiserishin? The answer is that we rely on Breira. That on Matzoi Shabbos, when I'm going to actually take out the Truman, actually take out the Maiserishin, it's going to be Huvr, Davar, Mafreya, it's going to be retroactively understood that the rest of the wine, the actual wine that I drank, was Chulin, was perfectly fine. Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon, Oysrim, a Machmer. What do we see from here? Rameyer is not concerned that maybe I'm going to end up drinking this wine, and by drinking this wine, and then the barrel all Shabbos, and then before Matzoi Shabbos, and I could actually separate the Truma and the Maaser, the barrel will break, and now I will have ended up drinking wine that didn't have the Truma and Maaser properly removed. Rameya is not concerned for that, and Rabbi Yehuda is concerned for that. And that's why the Gemara is saying Rabbi Yehuda is going to be concerned by the husband who gave his wife the get. Rameyer is not concerned. But how do we reconcile that with our Gemara, where Rameyer says you can't use an animal for the wall of your sukkah because he's concerned that the animal may expire, and Rabbi Yehuda is not concerned.